Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to a schedule release edition of Believe in 49ers, presented by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. I am your host, Tommy Call III. You can follow me on Twitter at Tommy_III. That is triple I for the third. You can catch all of my written work about the 49ers via USA Today's Niners Wire. But you already know that, because today you are here to listen and talk about the NFL's schedule release. It's a slow time during the NFL offseason, and we finally have some juice. The NFL schedule has arrived. We officially know when and where the 49ers will be playing during the upcoming NFL season. Today on the pod, we're going to break down the schedule, look at some of our favorite games we're most excited about, at home and on the road. Let's categorize them a little bit, highlight some games we are excited about here on Believe in 49ers, and talk about all things schedule. Before we get there, we have a quick message from our friends over at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on about every sport out there. Head to the website today to use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Anybody do anything fun, or not fun, but, you know, win any dough on the Preakness? I got killed. Did not have Touch of Grey and any of the tickets. Absolutely got murdered. Hopefully you guys out there were able to clean up a little bit. Hit me up on Twitter if you took down some Preakness bets and you got any idea for the Belmont coming up. Or did I?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver. Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Yeah, Belmont's the third race. Think hopefully it didn't sound dumb there, but let's get down to business, folks. Let's break down the schedule. The schedule is here. It's our first look at the upcoming season. It is why we get excited, right? The NFL rolls out this massive schedule release. It's kind of, I don't know what you guys think, but it's kind of weird because the NFL seems to make a very big deal where it's like a TV schedule and all these things, a big release of the schedule, right? Well, about 3-4 days in advance, you start learning about different games. Like, we got, you know, news that the 49ers would be the first Monday Night Football game against the New York Jets, and Week 7 is going to be against the Chiefs, and you just get kind of different games leaked. And so it's, I don't know, it seems, it's sometimes if when the schedule finally releases and you have an idea of X amount of games, it's not as entertaining as one big unveil. I don't know what you guys think about the way the NFL schedules rolled out and the leaks and things like that, but still, it's exciting. It's our first real chance to kind of look ahead into the year. It's our first real chance at predictions, which is something we love to do when talking about football, right? But before we get to the predictions and the games we're excited about, let's look at the outline of the 49ers schedule. Let's look beyond the games and the opponents. And folks, to be honest, it isn't really pretty. According to Sharp Football Analysis, Warren Sharp, amazing follow on Twitter, amazing content he posts through his website, the 49ers schedule has the biggest rest disadvantage, negative 21 days in rest. That means teams coming off bye weeks, Thursday night football games, mini byes, home games will be on the schedule for the 49ers. The 49ers will play four different teams coming off bye weeks. Four. That is the most in the NFL. Each team that they play coming off bye weeks is no slouch either. The teams they play are the Chiefs in Week 7. We know how good Andy Reid is off the bye week. Cowboys in Week 8. The Seahawks in Week 11. And the Bills in Week 13. Just to show kind of how difficult and unprecedented this is, 23 teams in the NFL only play one team coming off a bye or face no teams coming off the bye at all. 23 teams. It's like a handful of teams that have two games coming off the bye, and then I think the Colts have three games off the bye, where playing three teams off a bye. So the 49ers did not get any, you know, help or advantage after they faced something very similar last year, right? This is kind of a repeat, a rinse and repeat from last year when it comes to the 49ers. They have had really, really difficult schedules in terms of rest versus teams coming off byes and travel and different things like that. And here we are again after you'd think the 49ers, the schedule makers in the NFL would kind of help the 49ers out, do some favors for them. Instead, they loaded up again and ran it back. It's one of the tough, it's according to Sharp Football Analysis, it's one of the, you know, most difficult rest disadvantages in a recent decade, since like 1990 or something like that. They have the 11th toughest strength of schedule in the league, which, you know, at this point isn't really, doesn't really mean too much, to be honest, because that's kind of based off winning percentage from previous years, but it's still tough enough to rank just outside the top 10, and that's going to happen when you're one of the best teams in your conference. You obviously play the other teams that come in first place, so there's some really good games against tough competition highlighted, and not to mention the Rams and, you know, the Seahawks to an extent are good teams as well in the division, so that strength of schedule is always going to be pretty high. The 49ers are heavily featured in primetime games, playing a league-high 6 primetime games, including the first Monday Night Football game of the season. They play 2 Thursday Night Football games, so short weeks, but then they will have many bye weeks of their own coming off those Thursday Night games. Their bye will be in Week 9, kind of right in the middle of the season, a good slot to reload for the second half. An interesting nugget that I think, I don't know, maybe I just believe in these kind of like old wives tales type of thing, but they only play 2 East Coast 10 a.m. starts right now. Week 2 against the Vikings and Week 10 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. West Coast team traveling East Coast early in the morning just always kind of spells for disaster. That's when I feel like teams kind of get upset and things like that. To only have 2 of those on the schedule right now, in my opinion, is a positive. Like I just mentioned, that's kind of the optics, the outside look at the schedule. All those things can change, obviously, when the weeks come and the matchups come. But right now, let's look at this schedule. I'm not going to go game by game on the podcast. We know some of the opponents already. It's way too early to be breaking down, you know, Week 3 against the Seahawks type of thing. But I want to highlight some matchups and kind of categorize them in terms of how excited I am. We have most anticipated, biggest challenge, kind of sneaky tough matchup, underrated matchup, best rivalry game, things like that that I kind of wanted to talk about. And I'll just be honest, Week 1 against the New York Jets, hosting Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets on Monday Night Football, the return of Robert Saleh, I honestly believe this is one of my favorite matchups of the year because we're going to find out quickly what both of these teams look like. The Jets are a team that is pushing all their chips in. They absolutely have to with Aaron Rodgers, his age. They paid him a lot. They're paying him a lot of money. Obviously gave up not a lot to get him, but made the big trade. And then last year, absolute disaster strikes when he gets injured and is out for the season. They essentially flush their season within the first couple of minutes of a Sunday Night Football game against the Buffalo Bills at MetLife. Now this is going to be at Levi Stadium, another primetime game for Rodgers. Obviously Aaron Rodgers, long history against the 49ers. You know he will want to kind of make an impact, impress in this game specifically. And I think, you know, with everything, how last year started and kind of ended with the Jets and with Rodgers getting injured and their season going away so quickly, I believe they'll want to start fast. They'll want to make an impression. They'll want to start strong. I think it'll be immensely important to them. It's not going to be, you know, a team in the middle of the pack, like say they were playing a team like the Seahawks or something, that they're like, all right, we're going to put some feelers out here. It's Week 1. Let's see what we got. Let's see what type of team, you know, how that kind of first step into the season is going to look. I think with the Jets specifically, this is a team that every game is going to be crucial, not only for the sake of Rodgers, but also Robert Saleh, who is probably one of the top coaches on the hot seat, you could say, this year. So I would assume he wants to make a good first impression on the new league year. And this is a Jets team that has, you know, continued to load up with veteran talent, Mike Williams, Tyron Smith. We're also going to see former 49ers like Solomon Thomas, Javon Kinlaw. The Jets are a team that's going all in, and I think they'll have Week 1 absolutely circled, highlighted, trying to make a statement on primetime TV, and I think it's a good test for the 49ers. The 49ers aren't going to have a ton to work off of in terms of film, especially offensively, because Rodgers' injury last year. But, I mean, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, they drafted that stud left tackle from Penn State. I mean, I think the Jets are a good football team on paper, really tough defense. You know Robert Saleh is going to have them coached up. You know Robert Saleh is going to have an eye on what Kyle Shanahan's offense is going to try to do to them. I think this is a very exciting game. Really, really good first test for the San Francisco 49ers because, like I'd mentioned, the Jets are going to try to bring it, and there's talent. There's serious talent on that team. And you can have your skepticism about Aaron Rodgers, but even with a quarterback carousel there last year, this is a team that still kind of threatened at different times and played good defensive football and has playmakers that are going to hurt you with Bryce Hall and Garrett Wilson specifically. And so if the 49ers aren't locked in to start the year, I think the Jets will be kind of gunning to make a statement against the team that went to the Super Bowl last year. So that, honestly, the way that landed week one, if this was week, 9 or 10 or whatever, I'd probably still have it highlighted and circled with Aaron Rodgers coming to town. But the fact that it's week one, I think, means a lot more to Rodgers and the Jets specifically. And that'll have some impact on how the 49ers kind of handle that first haymaker. This is a team that's going to be absolutely coming for them right away. So I really am looking forward to week one against the Jets. Moving on to our next category here, it's best rivalry game. And you can make the argument for multiple teams in this, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Week 8 against the Cowboys. Cowboys still one of the best teams in the NFC. We love to make jokes about Dak and just the entirety of that organization, but let's not get it twisted. The Cowboys still will be rocking with a nasty defense. Obviously no Dan Quinn there anymore. But I still think the Cowboys are going to be in the mix in the NFC, in the NFC East, and then in the NFC in general. And with how things have kind of happened to the Cowboys, specifically when they've come to Santa Clara in the past, you'd think they'd want to kind of change that. Mike McCarthy, another guy that's probably going to be on the hot seat, or at least should be on the hot seat. You never know what's going to happen in there with their coaching situation. But that's a game that, you have circled. There's nothing like the Cowboys and the 49ers getting together. As much as you want to make the rivalry about, the Chiefs, and if you have an NFC West team like the Rams or the Seahawks or something like that, there's still no rivalry like the Cowboys and the 49ers. When those teams match up, especially here in the Bay Area, it is fun. It's nasty, but it's fun. It's a good rivalry. So that, in my opinion, is the best rivalry game on the schedule as of right now. Now, all these kind of sound similar. This is, for content purposes, but, most anticipated game on the schedule, I think it's easy to kind of guess, is week 7, right before the Cowboys game, week 7 against the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl rematch. Need I say more? I think this game is going to bring a lot of juice, obviously, with just how things have happened between the Chiefs and the 49ers and their previous two Super Bowl matchups. Pat Mahomes, what does that Chiefs team look like? Very interested in seeing what Xavier Worthy, the speedster rookie out of Texas, brings to that team. The Chiefs, obviously, anytime they have Patrick Mahomes, are going for a Super Bowl run. And, this game has all the storylines, all the narratives. That'll be a big week. And kind of a little bit, still not directly in the middle of the season, but still right there. So we'll have an idea of what both of these teams are bringing to the table at that point. So it'll be a really good test. I mean, Super Bowl rematch. Let's end it there with a period. Biggest challenges. I'm going to lump a couple of these games together because I couldn't really decide. To me, week 12 at Green Bay and then week 13 at Buffalo, two really tough back-to-back road battles. Likely going to be some tough weather. I think the Green Bay Packers is everybody's like darling team with how they played in the playoffs last year. Obviously, fans here in the Bay Area understand what Jordan Love and that team can do, and now they have Josh Jacobs in the fold. Another year of Jordan Love maturing with those young wide receivers. That defense seems to be getting better and better. Obviously, the Packers, I think, are going to be good in the mix in the NFC again. I'm not sold on them yet. I'm not sold. Jordan Love can, still continue to capitalize on what he did last year. So it's a we'll see game, but definitely going to Lambeau is never easy. And then following that up, going to a rowdy, rowdy Buffalo. I think the Bills, I don't think this is some sort of hot take or anything, but obviously with, no Stephon Diggs there, it just seems like their team that's kind of broken to an extent and needs to be fixed. Obviously Josh Allen's super, super talented. They'll be in the mix in the AFC, but they don't scare me as much as they once did. Week 13 will know who they are better at that point in the year. Who knows if Josh Allen could put together an MVP-type campaign. James Cook could be really good there. A little bit of a revamped look on defense, and they could be better. But I just, losing all the skill players they did with Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs, I'm not just convinced that. I feel like that team's just heading for an even bigger blow up and potentially a coaching change, and it's just not worked there. It's just not worked there over and over again. And I think there's just kind of a funk around that team. Week 17 against the Detroit Lions, I'm going to lump that into one of your biggest challenges. That game specifically could have some playoff implications in the NFC, because I am buying what the Lions are putting down. I think they are a very good team. Jared Goff's never going to scare me like some of these other quarterbacks in the NFL, but I still think the Lions are a tough, tough team that the 49ers could potentially meet in the playoffs in the NFC again, and you get to see them in Week 17 very late in the season. Who knows what could be decided by then, but it seems like that could have some playoff implications. So I'm going to lump that into our biggest challenge group as well. Another kind of category I want to highlight is like sneaky tough matchups, right? I don't think there's any like underrated team the 49ers are playing that you go, hey, you got to look out for, and that could change as the season progresses. But I'm going to just circle right now if there's a team on the schedule, on the 49ers schedule, that I think could surprise folks, or maybe this isn't even really a surprise, is the Los Angeles Rams. Week 3 at the Rams, Week 15 hosting the Rams. I think they're tough, man. I think it's just a good team. There's some talent on that team, obviously very well coached. I think Matt Stafford still has some juice in the tank. I like what that team looks like on paper. Obviously, you're going to be missing Aaron Donald. The 49ers won't have to deal with him, which is, you know, a big positive. But, I mean, if you sleep on the Rams and you kind of walk through them, especially as a divisional game, I think they could hurt a lot of teams. I think Stafford, Kupp, McVay, they do have one last run in them with the progressions of young playmakers like Kyren Williams and Puka Nacua. I think those are two studs that they're building around. So we'll see what they do. Obviously added a nice pass rusher and Jared Verse in the first round of the draft. I think the Rams could very much be, you know, involved in the playoff conversation, whatever that's going to look like in the NFC. I just think they're going to be gritty. They're going to be tough. They should surprise some teams. Obviously, the 49ers have had so much ownership over them of late. But again, another team that you want to just kind of discredit because of those reasons. One of the last games I want to talk about here on the podcast today is Week 16 against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to call this maybe the most underrated matchup of the season. The Fins and the Dolphins don't have a rivalry, I would say, but I mean, there is a lot of connections between the two franchises due to Mike McDaniel. There's Wes Welker. There's Raheem Mostert, and the list probably goes on and on. The Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel connection's very strong. You know, it's late into the season. It's Week 16. It's going to provide a true test, you know, to each of these teams as they vie for playoff position, as they go on a playoff run. It could potentially have some playoff impact in each conference. You know, long shot, but could be a Super Bowl preview even if you believe in Tua and the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if I'm there yet personally. But Tyreek Hill, that wide receiver core, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham is now there against the 49ers secondary. I mean, it could be really fun. The 49ers are going to get to avoid that Miami heat with a, you know, a December matchup right before Christmas. I think it's like a 1:30 start, 1:25 start Pacific time as well. So we'll be in the evening. Won't have to worry about that smoldering heat in Miami, which kind of plays in favor of the 49ers. But I still think that game, is going to be a really tough one. I just feel like that game's going to show something, and unless the Dolphins completely, you know, tuck their tail and disappear, and Tua is not the guy, and they're about to extend him into a ton of money, and it just looks awful. I just think the Dolphins still have a lot of talent. Obviously, a very good regular season team, as we've seen the last couple years, and a team that has something to prove after getting eliminated in the first round and kind of dog walked. I think, you know, you circle that matchup against the 49ers and, you know, what was it, 2 years ago they played in Santa Clara, and that was the game where you saw Brock Purdy for the first time. So it's kind of the anniversary of Brock Purdy's first appearance in the NFL, meeting the Dolphins again. I think that's the team Purdy grew up being a fan of as a child or whatever. His father was a Dolphins fan. You know the story by now, but that game is just an underrated matchup, and I especially think where if it was week three or, you know, week one or something, I'd be like, we'll see, you know. I think week 16, you're talking about a potential playoff caliber preview of these two just solid teams in the NFL meeting up. A couple games before that, the last game I want to talk about, week 14 against the Bears. On paper, with the talent the Bears offense specifically has, with Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, my favorite player in the draft, DeAndre Swift, and then Caleb Williams, I just think they're going to be tough. I don't know if they're going to be good, but I think they're going to be tough. I think they're going to threaten some teams. And the 49ers will get to see one of the most hyped quarterback prospects in recent memory. So another just underrated matchup late in the season or midway through the season, whatever you want to call it. Another game that I'm circling. Even if it was just Caleb Williams and they didn't make the move for Keenan Allen and sign DeAndre Swift and have some of this talent that's on that roster, I would have still circled that game because we want to see what Caleb Williams can do against the 49ers defense. Is he worth the buzz? Is he worth the hype?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Break down the schedule more in the coming weeks, but that is my kind of first reaction here on Believe in 49ers of the 2023-24 NFL season that is now officially live. That is going to wrap it up for us here. You can always hit me on Twitter if you want to talk some ball. Got a take on college hoops, the transfer portal, college football, early favorite prospects, and the next NFL draft class. Or even if you got a prop bet, some daily fantasy lineup takes. You know I'm a FanDuel, DraftKings, all that fun stuff. Basically all the sports, hit me up on Twitter at Tommy_III. If you want to talk hoops, you already know I'm the Golden State Warriors managing editor for USA Today's Warriors Wire. And we always got to end the pod, especially during the NBA playoff season, talking about the playoffs. And as I record this, the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals matchups are locked up and official. In the Eastern Conference, we have the Indiana Pacers facing the top-seeded Boston Celtics. And for you folks at Believe in 49ers, I will reveal my predictions, highly anticipated predictions for each of these series. And starting with the Eastern Conference, I'll admit I am disappointed the Knicks aren't in the Eastern Conference final. The Knicks versus the Celtics would have been great just for the smack talk, for the content, side talk TV, whatever it's called. The videos where they make of Knicks fans would have just been absolutely hilarious. Madison Garden deserves to host the Eastern Conference Finals. It would have been great, but the Indiana Pacers played spoiler in that beating up on a very beaten up New York Knicks team in I'm talking about NFL schedule, in Game 7, not Week 7. I'm just not convinced the Pacers are that great, or I guess maybe that's not the best way to describe it, aren't on the caliber of the Boston Celtics, and just in terms of just really good teams in the Eastern Conference. I think they're kind of a step below. As of right now, Siakam and Tyrese Haliburton, I don't love how that duo looks together. I'm not convinced how much it works. I'll just be honest, the Knicks ultra banged up. I mean, they barely got by them, you know. Jalen Brunson fractures his hand. OG Anunoby's been hurt. Mitchell Robinson's hurt. Bogdanovich, a player they traded for, is hurt. And they barely seem to sneak by the Knicks in this series. Tyrese Haliburton, their whole starting lineup, Miles Turner, all had good games in week seven. I said it again, in game seven, to kind of punch their ticket. But I'm going to be leaning heavily on the C's in the Eastern Conference final. And with that, in my opinion, the Celtics will just kind of cruise to another NBA Finals appearance, despite never really facing a tough matchup. And I mean, in each series, they go up against, a missing significant player. You talk about Donovan Mitchell missing time when they played the Cavs. I'm not sure they've really been challenged. I still believe they're, one of the best teams in the NFL and the NBA, and a very good team, but whoever they'll face in the NBA Finals will make a good series. But I'm just going to say Celtics in five. Now to the fun series. The series I'm probably really looking forward to. Going to be scheduling, blocking out some dates for whenever they play for this next week here. The Western Conference, I'm shocked the Nuggets did not close out the Timberwolves in Game 7 on Sunday, especially with a 20-point lead, being the defending champs at home. I thought it was done, but shout out to the T-Wolves, man. They have something absolutely special building in Minnesota with Ant-Man. Can't say enough about him. Amazing. I mean, genuinely one of the most fun players to watch in the NBA. The energy he brings is amazing. It's what the league needs. The league needs guys like Anthony Edwards and that type of passion. It's fun. People love making jokes about Carl Anthony Towns. Still really tough player. Rudy Gobert. But I will say, as important as those three guys are, Jaden McDaniels, amazing young player. Won't jump out at you offensively, but if you truly watch, his defense is ferocious. It's relentless. And he'll take a player away. He'll just disrupt offenses from the top to bottom. I think he's really fun to watch. You're talking about a future, defensive player of the year caliber guy that's going to play in the league for a long time, especially if he continues to guard how he is. I think the Dallas Mavericks will have their hands full, because it looks like he'll probably be guarding Luka, I would say. I like the Wolves, but with all that being said, I'm still going to stick to my pick. If you remember from a couple podcasts ago, I said the Dallas Mavericks are my pick for the NBA Finals for the champions. I think the Wolves will put up a good fight. I think it's going to be a really, really tough matchup. But I think the Mavs are just too complete at this point. I think PJ Washington was one of the best kind of in-season acquisitions when they traded for him from the Charlotte Hornets. Daniel Gafford was also a great move, and pair that with rookie Derek Lively. Those are three great additions, especially to the front court. Very flexible. And to add that to the duo of Kyrie and Luka is very nasty. The Mavs, weirdly reminiscent of the Denver Nuggets last year, just have some really good role players, right? Tall, big wings that can guard and shoot and things like that. We haven't really seen that crazy Luka game yet either, and I feel that it's absolutely looming. With all that being said, I'm going to take the Mavericks in six. I'm a little nervous. As I said that, I'm like, oh, man, do I really go with, do I really still stick with the Mavericks? But that's what we're going to roll with here on Believe in 49ers. You got NBA, Eastern Conference, and Western Conference predictions. You got some look ahead at the NFL schedule. We'll be back soon here on Believe in 49ers to talk all things business with the 49ers and break down the schedule a little more, potentially with a guest or two here, as it's quiet in the NFL streets as of right now, but things will pick up before we know it. Thank you to our sponsor, Bet Online, and most importantly, thank you for listening to Believe in 49ers, presented by Bet Online.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.